And now this is a dictation. For Janet Harvey, H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-Y, November 2544. Address as a letter to Dr. Reiman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reiman, follow up for Mrs. Harvey. Renal failure, hypertension, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, prior history of renal artery stenosis, last visit in June. Recent hospital admission. Here in Alma, I was not involved in her care. Admitted with decompensation of CHF. Does have a defibrillator implant. Also question COPD exacerbation, prior smoker. Did not tolerate Entresto for acute and chronic kidney abnormalities. Started a low dose of lisinopril. Also supposed to start on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, but has not received the medication yet. Excuse me, supposed to start on Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, but has not started the medication yet. Apparently gastrointestinal bleeding, 2 units of packet of red blood cells. No colonoscopy was done to assess as outpatient. Was given PPIs. Creatinine was high at 2.4 on admission, but the time of discharge back to baseline of 1.5. Next paragraph, medication list review. Although it's not clear if she's following the recent changes. Presently on nitrates, hydralazine, coric, lisinopril. No more Norvas, no Aldactone, no Eliquis. Still on HCTC. Blood pressure 144/72, weight 192. No gross respiratory distress, distant breath sounds, no localized valves, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap. No abdominal tenderness, no major edema, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, last chemistries are from December 30 in the hospital. Excuse me, December 30 post-discharge, electrolyte acid-base normal, creatinine back to baseline 1.5 for a GFR 33 stage 3B. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Anemia of 10.1 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic renal failure in relation to CHF decompensation, effect of medications of the Entresto, however tolerating a low dose of lisinopril. Next number, recent gastrointestinal bleeding, colonoscopy to be done on the next few days. Apparently, Dr. Smith received blood transfusion of anticoagulation, hemoglobin is stable. Next number, hypertension appears to be fairly well controlled. Next number, most recent echo, preserved ejection fraction, dilated right and left atrium, few other valve abnormalities. Next number, no indication for dialysis, continue to monitor. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.